Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to another in the series of Read the Word. As we read through the majestic Word of God chronologically this year, it's been an interesting study. And myself personally, I've never read the Bible through chronologically. So it's very interesting to me to read what happened in David's life and then go read it in the Psalms, and then what happened in David's life and then go read it in the Psalms. Because David was a psalmist, and he would write a song, write a psalm about what was happening, and express very openly his love for God, his concern for other people, his hatred for the bully and the oppressor. And you and I get to see it. And it's cool. It makes the Bible come alive. And it makes it real so that you and I can relate to it. God is most certainly the great God, Jehovah, sitting on his throne in heaven. But he also said in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 that he'd come and make his abode within us. And that makes him very personal. And that's what we're endeavoring to teach you every day right here on the Community of Faith. Well, remember, we're going to receive communion this morning. So make sure you got some communion elements. It's not live. Click pause and get you some communion elements ready. And if it is live, I'm telling you at the beginning, run and get some ready and take the phone with you. And it'll be a blessing. Let's pray. 2:10. Let's pray our opening prayer together that we pray every time we come together. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love and be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height. So I will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Second Samuel 13, 3, 13. Ammon and Tamar. After this, the son of David, Absalom, the son of David, had a lovely sister whose name was Tamar. And Ammon, the son of David, loved her. Ammon was so distressed over his sister Tamar that he became sick, because she was a virgin. And it was improper for Ammon to do anything to her. But Ammon had a friend whose name was Jonadab, the son of Shimeah, David's brother. Now, Jonadab was a very crafty man. He said to him, "Why are you, the king's son, becoming thinner day after day? Will you not tell me?" Ammon said to him, "I love Tamar, my brother Absalom's sister." So Jonadab said to him, "Lie down on your bed and pretend to be ill. When your father comes to see you, say to him, 'Please let my sister Tamar come and give me food and prepare the food in my sight that I may see it and eat it from her hand.'" Ammon lay down and pretended to be ill. And when the king came to see him, Ammon said to the king, "Please let Tamar, my sister, come and make a couple of cakes for me in my sight that I may eat from her hand." David sent home to Tamar saying, Now go to your brother Ammon's house and prepare food for him. Tamar went to her brother Ammon's house, and he was lying down. And she took flour and kneaded it, made cakes in his sight, and baked the cakes. And she took the pan and placed them out before him, but he refused to eat. And Ammon said, Have everyone go out from me. And they all went out from him. Then Ammon said to Tamar, bring the food into the bedroom that I may eat from your hand. Tamar took the cakes which she had made and brought them to Ammon, her brother, in bed. Now, when she had brought them to him to eat, he took hold of her and said to her, lie with me, my sister. She answered him, no, my brother, do not force me, for no such thing should be done in Israel. Do not do this disgraceful thing. And I, where could I take my shame? And as for you, you will be like one of the fools in Israel. Now, therefore, please speak to the king, for he will not withhold me from you. However, he would not heed her voice, and being stronger than she, he forced her and lay with her. Then Ammon hated her exceedingly, so that the hatred with which he hated her was greater than with the love which he had loved her. Ammon said to her, arise and be gone. So she said to him, no, indeed. The evil of sending me away is worse than what you did to me. But he would not listen to her. Then he called his servant who attended him and said, here, put this woman away from me and bolt the door behind her. Now she had on a robe of many colors, for the king's virgin daughters wore such apparel. And his servant put her out and bolted the door behind her. Then Tamar put ashes on her head and tore her robe of many colors that was on her and laid her hand on her head and went away crying bitterly. And Absalom, her brother, said to her, has Ammon, your brother, been with you? But now hold your peace, my sister. He is your brother. Do not take this thing to heart. So Tamar remained desolate in her brother Absalom's house. When King David heard of all these things, he was very angry. And Absalom spoke to his brother Ammon neither good nor bad, for Absalom hated Ammon because he had forced his sister Tamar. This is a mess.
Wow, I guess.
Verse 23, and it came to pass after 2 full years that Absalom had sheep shearers in Baal Hazor, which is near Ephraim. So Absalom invited all the king's sons. Absalom came to the king and said, kindly note your servant and sheep herders, please. Let the king and his servants go with your servant. The king said to Absalom, no, my son, let us not all go now, lest we be a burden to you. Then he urged him, but he would not go, and he blessed him. Absalom said, if not, please let my brother Ammon go with us. The king said to him, why should he go with you? Absalom urged him, so he let Ammon and all the king's sons go with him. Now Absalom had commanded his servants, saying, watch now. When Ammon's heart is merry with wine, and when I say to you, strike Ammon, then kill him. Do not be afraid. Have not I commanded you, be courageous and valiant? So the servants of Absalom did to Ammon as Absalom had commanded. Then all the king's sons arose, and each one got on his mule and fled. It came to pass while they were on the way that news came to David saying, Absalom has killed all the king's sons, and not one of them is left. That's the rumor mill right there.
Yeah.
So the king arose and tore his garments and lay on the ground, and all his servants stood with their clothes torn. A whole lot of clothes tearing. Then Jonadab, the son of Shimeah, David's brother, answered and said, let not my lord suppose they have killed all the young men, the king's son. For only Ammon is dead. For by the command of Absalom, this has been determined from the day that he had forced his sister Tamar. Now therefore, let not my lord the king take the thing to his heart, to think that all the king's sons are dead, for only Amnon is dead. 34, then Absalom fled, and the young man who was keeping watch lifted his eyes and looked, and there were many people were coming from the road on the hillside behind him. Jonadab said to the king, look, the king's sons are coming, as your servant said. So it was. So it was, as soon as he had finished speaking, that the king's sons indeed came, and they lifted up their voice and wept. Also the king and all his servants wept very bitterly. But Absalom fled and went to Talmai, the son of Amihud, king of Geshur. And David mourned for his son every day. So Absalom fled and went to Geshur and was there 3 years. Then King David longed to see Absalom, for he had been comforted concerning Amnon because he was dead. God told David that battle would not cease in his house because of his sin with Bathsheba. And look at this mess. 1109, chapter 14. So Joab, the son of Zeruiah, perceived that the king's heart was concerned about Absalom. And Joab sent to Tekoa and brought from there a wise woman and said to her, please pretend to be a mourner. Put on mourning apparel. Do not anoint yourself with oil, but act like a woman who has been mourning for a long time for the dead. Go to the king and speak to him in this manner. So Joab put the words in her mouth. When the woman of Tekoa spoke up to the king, she fell on her face to the ground and prostrated herself and said, help, O king. King said to her, what troubles you? And she answered, indeed, I am a widow. My husband is dead. Your maidservant had two sons. And the two fought with each other in the field, and there was no one to hurt them. But the one struck the other, killed him. And now the whole family has risen up against your maidservant. And they said, deliver him who struck his brother, that we may execute him for the life of his brother, whom he killed. And we will destroy the heir also. So they would extinguish my ember that is left and leave to my husband neither name nor remnant on the earth. King said to the woman, go to your house. I will give orders concerning you. The woman of Tekoa said to the king, my lord, O king, let the iniquity be on me and on my father's house, and the king and his throne be guiltless. King said, whoever says anything to you, bring him to me, and he shall not touch you anymore. She said, please let the king remember the Lord your God, and do not permit the avenger of blood to destroy any more, lest they destroy my son. And he said, as the Lord lives, not one hair of your son shall fall to the ground. Therefore the woman said, please let your maidservant speak another word to my lord the king. And he said, say on. And the woman said, why then have you schemed such a thing against the people of God? For the king speaks this thing as one who is guilty, and that the king does not bring his banished one home again. For we will surely die and become like water spilled on the ground, which cannot be gathered up again. Yet God does not take away a life, but he devises means so that his banished ones are not expelled from him. Verse 15. Therefore, I have come to speak of this thing to my lord the king, because the people have made me afraid. And your maidservant said, I will now speak to the king. It may be that the king will perform the request of his maidservant. For the king will hear and deliver his maidservant from the hand of the man who would destroy me and my son together from the inheritance of God. Your maidservant said, the word of the Lord, of my lord the king, will now be comforting. For as the angel of God, so is my lord the king in discerning good and evil. And may the Lord your God be with you. Then the king answered and said to the woman, please do not hide from me anything that I ask you. The woman said, please let my lord the king speak. King said, is the hand of Joab with you in all this? And the woman answered and said, as you live, my lord the king, no one can turn to the right hand or to the left from anything that my lord the king has spoken. For your servant Joab commanded me, and he put all these words in my mouth of your maidservant. To bring about this change of affairs, your servant Joab has done this thing. But my lord is wise, according to the wisdom of the angel of God, to know everything that is in the earth. And the king said to Joab, all right, I have granted this thing. Go, therefore, and bring back the young man Absalom. Joab fell to the ground on his face and bowed himself and thanked the king. Joab said, today your servant knows that I have found favor in your sight, my lord, O king, and in that the king has fulfilled the request of his servant. 23, so Joab arose and went to Geshur and brought Absalom to Jerusalem. The king said, let him return to his own house, but do not let him see my face. So Absalom returned to his own house, but did not see the king's face. It's a messed up situation, isn't it? It's just messed up. Don't be like that. All right. 1646. Verse 25. Now in all Israel, there was no one who was praised as much as Absalom for his good looks. From the sole of his feet to the crown of his head, there was no blemish in him. And when he cut the hair of his head at the end of every year, he cut it because it was heavy on him when he cut it. The boy had some hair. Mm-hmm. He weighed the hair of his head at 200 shekels according to the king's standard. To Absalom were born 3 sons and 1 daughter, whose name was Tamar. She was a woman of beautiful appearance. Absalom dwelt 2 full years in Jerusalem, but did not see the king's face. Therefore, Absalom sent for Joab to send him to the king, but he would not come to him. And when he sent again the second time, he would not come. So he said to his servant, see, Joab's field is near mine, and he has barley there. Go and set it on fire. And Absalom's servant set the field on fire. Then Joab arose and came to Absalom's house and said to him, why have your servants set my field on fire? Absalom answered Joab, look, I sent to you saying, come here, so that I may send you to the king to say, why have I come from Geshur? It would be better for me to be there still. Now, therefore, let me see the king's face. But if there is iniquity in me, let him execute me. I mean, these guys were serious.
Serious, yeah.
So Joab went to the king and told him, and when he had called for Absalom, he came to the king and he bowed himself on his face to the ground before the king. And then the king kissed Absalom. 1850, chapter 15. This is about Absalom's treason. After this it happened that Absalom provided himself with chariots and horses and 50 men to run before him. Hey, Roger. Good to have you, man. If you're listening live, you can chat in here in the YouTube. I love the word too, Roger. God bless you. I'm in chapter 15. Now, Absalom would arise, verse 2, early and stand beside the way of the gate. So it was, whenever anyone who had a lawsuit came to the king for a decision, that Absalom would call to him and say, what city are you from? He would say, your city is from such and such, a tribe of Israel. Absalom would say to him, look, your case is good and right, but there is no deputy of the king to hear you. Moreover, Absalom would say, oh, that I were made judge in the land. and everyone who has any suit or cause would come to me. Then I would give him justice. So it was, whenever anyone came near to bow down to him, that he would put out his hand and take him and kiss him. In this manner, Absalom acted toward all Israel, came to the king for judgment. So Absalom stole the hearts of the men of Israel. Came to pass after 40 years, after 40 years. Absalom said, "King, please let me go to Hebron and pay the vow which I made to the Lord. For your servant took a vow while I dwelled at Geshur in Syria, saying, if the Lord indeed brings me back to Jerusalem, then I will serve the Lord. The king said to him, go in peace. So he rose and went to Hebron. Then Absalom sent spies throughout all the tribes of Israel, saying, as soon as you hear the sound of the trumpet, then you shall say, Absalom reigns in Hebron. And with Absalom went 200 men invited from Jerusalem, and they went along innocently and did not know anything. Then Absalom sent for Ahithophel, the Gilonite, David's counselor from his city from Gilo, while he offered sacrifices. And the conspiracy grew strong, for the people with Absalom continually increased in number." Sounds like a church split.
It does, doesn't it?
Same demon. Verse 13. Messenger came to David, saying, the hearts of the men of Israel are with Absalom. David said to all of his servants who were with him at Jerusalem, arise and let us flee, or we shall not escape from Absalom.
Wow.
Most mighty warrior there is just said, I'm going to run from my own son. Make haste to depart, lest he overtake us suddenly and bring disaster suddenly upon us and strike the city with the edge of the sword. The king's servant said to the king, we are your servants, ready to do whatever my lord the king commands. King went out with all of his household after him. King left 10 women, concubines, to keep the house. And the king went out with all the people after him and stopped at the outskirts. Then all his servants passed before him, and the Cherethites and all the Pelethites and all the Gittites, 600 men who had followed him from Gath, passed before the king. And the king said to Ittai, the Gittite, why are you also going with us? Return and remain with the king, for you are a foreigner and also an exile from your own place. In fact, you came only yesterday. Should I make you wander up and down with us today, since I go, I know not where? Return and take your brethren back. Mercy and truth be with you. That's interesting. Interesting couple chapters right here. But Ittai answered the king and said, as the Lord lives and as my servant, and as the Lord lives and as my Lord, the king lives, surely in whatever place my lord the king shall be, whether in death or life, even there also your servant will be. So David said to Ittai, go and cross over. Then Ittai the Gittite and all his men and all the little ones who were with him crossed over. And all the country wept with a loud voice. And all the people crossed over. King himself also crossed over the brook Kidron. And all the people crossed over toward the way of the wilderness. There was Zadok also, and all the Levites with him, bearing the Ark of the Covenant of God. And they set down the Ark of God, and Abiathar went up until all the people had finished crossing over from the city. Verse 25, then the king said to Zadok, carry the Ark of God back into the city, if I find favor in the eyes of the Lord. He will bring me back and show me both it and his dwelling place. But if he says thus, I have no delight in you, here I am, let him do the same to me as seems good to him. King also said to Zadok, the priest, are you not a seer? Return to the city in peace, and your two sons with Ahimaaz, your son, and Jonathan, the son of Abiathar. See, I will wait in the plains of the wilderness until word comes from you to inform me. Therefore, Zadok and Abiathar carried the Ark of God back to Jerusalem, and they remained there. So David went up to the ascent of the Mount of Olives and wept as he went out, and he had his head covered and went barefoot. And all the people who were with him covered their heads and went up weeping as they went up. Told David, saying, Ahithophel is among the conspirators with Absalom. And David said, O Lord, I pray, turn the counsel of Ahithophel into foolishness. Happened when David had come to the top of the mountain where he worshiped God, there was Hushai the Archite coming to meet him with his robes torn and dust on his head. David said to him, if you go on with me, then you will become a burden to me. But if you return to the city and say to Absalom, I will be your servant, O king, as I was your father's servant previously, so I will now also be your servant. Then you may defeat the counsel of Ahithophel for me. And do you not have Zadok and Abiathar the priest with you there? Therefore, it will be that whatever you hear from the king's house, you shall tell to Zadok and Abiathar the priest. Indeed, they have there with them their two sons, Ahimaaz and Zadok, and Jonathan and Abiathar. By them you shall send me everything you hear. So Hushai, David's friend, went into the city, and Abiathar came into Jerusalem, and he came into Jerusalem. That is some stuff right there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like behind the scenes events of the Bible.
And it's,
you
it's,
don't realize all that's in there.
And it's like, if you were looking for a book to read that's got mystery and murder, read the Bible. Because then you get to know what God says about it all. My goodness. But God told David, Old Testament, that because you have shed this blood of what was his name? Uriah?
Yeah.
The Hittite? You're going to have war for the rest of the time of your history. And sure enough, he did. And it's too bad. But David will always have somebody on the throne that is his lineage throughout all history. Mm-hmm. And of course, we know David himself will come and sit on his own throne. And Jesus will reign from his throne 1,000 after the tribulation. Now, let's circle the wagons. Most of all, don't do any of the wickedness that those people were doing.
Amen.
I mean, they had the Day of Atonement, but wow. There's a couple boys right there that were not following in their dad's footsteps. And it cost them their life. It truly did. And it's important that you and I honor our father and our mother, because that is the only commandment with promise, that your days may be long on this earth. Well, here we go. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 28 and verse 31. For I received from the Lord that... I've never had this much trouble finding one page.
It's the worn out one.
Woo! Here we go. 30:09. I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you. Wait a minute. I'm getting way ahead of myself. Let's do this like we're supposed to. You ready? I'm going to read the Bible, and I'm going to see what God said through Holy Spirit, through Paul. Then we're going to pray the prayer of salvation so that everybody can be right with God, because you shouldn't take the you can't take the communion elements unless you're right with God. But coming, if you've not been right with God throughout the week, this is the place to come to be right with God. Then we'll pray the prayer of salvation. I'll give you about a minute's instruction. Then we'll receive the elements together. That's our process. Now we're ready. Verse 22. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread, he blessed it, he broke it, and he said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, after supper, he also took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you do this, do it in remembrance of me. Verse 26. For as often as you eat the bread and drink the cup, you and me, we proclaim the Lord's redemptive work until he comes. Now, verse 28. Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. You got to examine yourself, and then you receive the elements. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? Because as he, Jesus, is the head, so are we the body. Can't separate the head and the body, so we're one and the same as he is in this world. Perfect love casts out fear, because there is no fear in God's perfect love, and there's not supposed to be any fear in the communion elements either. You might say, Pastor, I've been told I'm a sinner. Don't take communion. I'm going to tell you, I'm like Jesus. You have heard it said, don't take communion if you've sinned. But I say unto you, why would the Father cause Jesus to suffer, and then when you need the blood, it doesn't work? See, when you say it that way, it doesn't make any sense at all, because that's not where God is. And you have to not only be deceived, but really deceived. Now, pray the prayer of salvation with me. Everybody pray. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you, Jesus.
When I believe in you, Jesus.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the
and
Son
you
of God.
Rose again on the third day and, for me.
And you rose again on the third day for me.
Put your arms up and say, I receive you into my life.
I receive you into
all
my life.
All of your love.
All of your
all of your mercy.
All of your mercy.
All of your grace.
All of your
all of your righteousness.
All of your righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
And I thank you.
And I thank you for it.
I thank you for it, Jesus. Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your
so
Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the
pray
word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly
and live
language.
A successful life.
And live a successful
as a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Welcome to the family of God. Here's the cool thing about what just happened. Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, it just came to live inside of you because you said Jesus could come in that fast. Jesus, the light of the world, just filled you with light. Jesus and all of his righteousness just filled you with righteousness. Just because you said, commit. And that's exactly how he likes it. From this day forward, you are reconciled with the Father. Walk with him every day of your life. Just wake up and say, Father, I choose to walk with you. Amen. And you will. And you truly, truly will. In Jesus' name. Ready? Let's receive our communion elements. Hold them up together. 35, 50. Pray this prayer with me. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus'
name. I bless these elements.
I bless these elements.
For this time of communion with you.
For this time of communion with you.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace.
The chastisement for my
is
peace.
Upon you, Lord.
Is upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes I am healed.
And by your stripes I am
in healed. My spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my
body. In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
In my mind, my will, and
nothing
my emotions.
Missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supply.
Every joint supply.
In my body.
In my body.
From your broken body, Jesus.
From your broken body.
In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ in my community.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus'
let's receive the bread together. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that you endured the cross, despising the shame. Thank you. Thank you for life. In Jesus' mighty name. And now we lift up the blood of Jesus. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation with my Father.
I have reconciliation with my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin is placed in remission.
Every sin is placed in remission.
In my life forever.
In my life forever.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
Old things have passed away.
And all things have become new.
And all things have become new. And I thank you for it.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly to the throne room of grace.
I come boldly to the throne room of grace.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
And the word of my testimony.
And the word of my testimony.
I overcome.
I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus. Every sin is placed in remission.
Every sin is placed in remission.
In my life forever.
In my life forever.
Hallelujah.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be.
And I will
the glorious church.
The glorious
without church. Spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. Let's receive his bloodshed. Glory be to your name, Jesus.
Amen.
Well, let's sing it. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to your name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, that might be a whole new experience to you, and that might be the very first time you ever received communion. If it is, make sure you send us a message and let us know. Right here in the notes of the program, you'll find it. My email address, hgpreacherman@gmail.com. Our physical address, P.O. Box 4315, Williston, North Dakota, 58802. Well, thanks for being with us. Share this with your friends. This is very interesting walk through the Bible, isn't it? I think it is. Very, very interesting. And we're glad to have you here with us. There's a link in the notes that says the full playlist. If you click on that, you'll be able to play from Genesis to where we are nonstop in one playlist. And thank God for these technologies. We're glad that we're being a blessing to you. Remember, we don't have to shed the blood of bulls and goats, but we still need to receive the blood of Jesus into our lives. In Jesus' mighty name. Till we see you again on Monday morning, this is what we have to say to you. Remember this. We love you. And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. And Jesus is Lord. See you soon.